You make a mistake when you take the master as only a person, as the human body. You have to feel that the real master is inside the physical. Why have my disciples come to me? It is because their real master, the Supreme, is inside me. The Supreme is also inside them, but in them, he is still sleeping, whereas in me, he is fully awake. The master and the disciple are like two friends with the same capacity. But one is sleeping and needs help in getting up before he can manifest his capacity. The guru is somebody who will come and touch his brother's feet and caress his head and say, "Please get up. It is time for us to work for our Father." When a master accepts someone as a disciple, he accepts that person as part of himself. If the disciple is imperfect, then the master also remains imperfect. In the disciple's perfection lies the master's perfection. A real spiritual master tries to bring to the fore the inner divinity of the disciple from deep within the disciple's heart. He knocks on the disciple's heart door and awakens the divine child in him, which we call the soul. He tells the soul, "You will look after the other members of the family, the physical, the mind, and the vital, and take care of them. They are making mistakes constantly. Now, give them new life, new meaning, new purpose." It is the job of a spiritual master to make his disciples feel that without love, without truth and light, life is meaningless and fruitless. The most important thing a spiritual master does for his spiritual children is to make them consciously aware of something vast and infinite within themselves, which is nothing other than God Himself.